Title: Chop War Playbook for Deep Jungle Atmosphere in Ableton Live 12 Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 session focused on one thing: turning almost any textured audio into deep jungle atmosphere that actually sits with the drums. Not just ambient wash, I mean that rolled, rainy, alive bed that moves like it's part of the break at 172 BPM. We're going to build what I call a jungle atmos engine. It's basically two versions of the same idea working together. One version is sliced to MIDI, so you can perform chops like an instrument. The other version stays as a continuous audio clip, where you do surgical movement with clip envelopes, start position, transposition slips, and manual gain ducking. Then we'll glue it together with automation that tells a story over 16, 32, even 64 bars, because that's where jungle arrangement really lives. Let's start. Step 0. Set your session up like a drum and bass record. Set the tempo to 172. Anywhere between 170 and 175 is fine, but pick one and commit. Make three groups: drums, bass, and atmos. In drums, drop in your main break. Amen, think modern break, whatever you're using. If you like layering, add your tight kick and snare layer too. The reason we do this first is simple. The atmos should react to the drum energy, not fight it. If you build the atmos in isolation, you'll almost always overdo width and reverb, and then the drop hits and everything collapses. Now step 1. Choose source material and don't overthink it. You want something with texture and at least a little transient detail. Breath, consonants, little clicks, final bumps, Foley impacts, room tone with movement. Pads are fine too, but pads with a bit of grit or movement work better than super clean synth pads. Drag your audio into an audio track inside the Atmos group. Quick coach note before we touch warp: commit your warp intent before you chop. Do a quick A slash B. You're not marrying it forever, but you're deciding the job of the clip. If it's bed, fog, glue, background weather, think texture mode, fewer warp markers. If it's rhythmic ghost percussion, think beats mode, and you'll place markers more deliberately. Make that decision now, because changing warp character after you've chopped is how people end up in endless marker chaos. Step 2. Warp it for jungle. Decide your warp character. Double-click the clip to open clip view. Turn warp on. Get the seg BPM roughly correct. It doesn't need to be perfect, but it shouldn't be wildly wrong. Start in texture mode for the deep atmos approach. Set grain size around 120 milliseconds as a starting point. Flux around 15. Here's what you're listening for. You want smear and air, but you still want the texture to feel like it has little details inside it. If it turns to pure soup, reduce grain size. If it sounds too chattery and granular, increase grain size a bit. If you're working with voice or a film line, you'll likely switch later to complex or complex pro for certain sections. And if it's Foley that has a rhythmic pulse, beats mode can be insane, especially with preserve set to transients or a 1/16 feel. But for now, texture gets us into that foggy jungle space fast. Step 3. Create anchor markers like a DJ editing breaks. This is important. We are not warping every transient. We're not doing grid slavery. Right-click near the first meaningful hit or noise spike and choose warp from here. Straight. Now place anchor warp markers every 1 to 2 bars. That's it. Anchor points. You're shaping the phrase, not doing surgery. And here's a real jungle trick. Let the atmos drift relative to the break. In places, nudge an anchor a tiny bit late, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. It makes it feel heavier, swampier, wider, less DAW perfect. If you nudge slightly early, it gets tense and nervous. Both are useful. The key is doing it intentionally. And another advanced trick we'll use later: timing offsets are not a one-time tweak. They can be automation. We'll do a crossfade method for that. Step 4. Chop strategy. We're going to use three types of chops. Micro chops, tiny, like 30 to 200 milliseconds. Clicks, consonants, little room grabs. Phrase chops, an eighth note up to a full bar. Recognizable slices that loop well. Tail chops, reverb decay bits, endings, smears that glue between hits. You can split the clip into regions with Command or Control E, or keep it as one clip and pseudo chop it with clip envelope start automation. We'll do both, because the combination is where the magic is. Step 5. Slice to MIDI. This is the Atmos drummer method. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to new MIDI track. If you've placed warp markers manually, choose Slicing by Warp Marker. That's perfect for this workflow. Otherwise, slicing by transient can work if the audio has clear transients. Or use a grid like a 1/8 if you want consistent jungle cuts. Choose simpler. Now you've got slices on a MIDI track. Open Simpler in Slice mode and set voices to around 1 to 3. This keeps it tight and stops it turning into a giant blurry pile when notes overlap. If you hear clicks on micro chops, don't panic and don't drown it in reverb to hide it. Do the correct fix. In Simpler, use a tiny fade in per slice if needed, just a touch. You want clean edges without killing texture. Now step 6. Build the Deep Jungle Atmos chain using stock devices. On the sliced MIDI track, add auto filter first. Low pass mode, 12 or 24 dB. Start the frequency somewhere between 400 Hz and 2.5 kHz depending on brightness. Add resonance around 0.6 to 1.2, and a little drive, 2 to 6 dB. That drive is about weight and attitude, not distortion. Next, echo. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback around 20 to 45%. High pass the delay may be 200 to 500 Hz. Low pass around 3 to 7 kHz. Add a little modulation, 2 to 6, for drift. That's where the live comes from. Next, hybrid reverb. Plate or hall. Pre-delay around 10 to 35 milliseconds, so the reverb doesn't swallow the source instantly. Decay anywhere from 3 to 9 seconds, but control it with filtering. Low cut between 200 and 500 Hz. High cut between 5 and 10 kHz. Keep the mix modest, around 10 to 25% most of the time. We'll automate throws for bigger moments. Then chorus ensemble. Small amount, like 10 to 25%. Slow rate, 0.1 to 0.35 Hz. This is stereo drift, not cheesy chorus. Then saturator, soft sign or analog clip, drive 1 to 5 dB, soft clip on. Again, texture and density, not destroy. Then utility, this is where you manage width and mono power. You can use bass mono if the low end starts wandering, and we will automate width, because width is part of arrangement in jungle. Optional devices, redux for VHS grit, tiny amounts. Roar if you want modern aggression, but treat it like movement distortion. Low mix, subtle drive automation, especially pre-drop. Now step 7. Automation. Make it move like jungle. We're going to do micro automation for spice, macro automation for story. First, filter breathing. On auto filter frequency, draw an 8-bar rise. For example, start around 600 Hz and slowly open up to 2.5 kHz across 8 bars. Then, add a phrase change often every 16 bars, drop it back down. That drop is the scene cut. It tells the listener a new section is happening even if the drums are constant. Add short resonance spikes at transitions. Briefly push resonance up to like 1.3 to 1.6 for a quick whoop edge, then back down fast. Keep it short so it doesn't whistle. Second, reverb throws. Instead of drowning the entire track, treat space like events. Automate hybrid reverb mix. Normal is maybe 12 to 20%. Then at the end of 4, 8, or 16 bars, jump it up to 35 to 55% for a beat. Then snap back. And here's the cleanliness trick. During the throw, automate the reverb high cut down, like down to 6 kHz. That way it blooms dark and cinematic instead of fizzy and hat masking. Third, delay answers with echo. Automate echo feedback. Normal, 25 to 35%. Phrase end, 45 to 60% for half a bar. And for that classic pitchy jungle bounce, briefly switch echo time from 1/8 to 1/8 dotted. Just for a moment. It's like the delay trips and the groove suddenly smiles at you. Fourth, stereo evolution. Automate utility width. Versus, keep it controlled. 90 to 110%. Drops, widen a little. 110 to 130. Pre-drop tension trick. Push to 140% and then snap back to 100 on the drop. That snap makes the drop hit harder because it restores focus. If things get messy, put utility after your reverb and delay and automate width there. That way you're controlling the entire wet image together, which is usually cleaner. Now step 8. Clip envelopes. This is the surgical warp magic. Go back to your original audio clip, the one that's not sliced. Open clip view and go to envelopes. We're going to do three envelope types. First, start position automation for pseudo chopping. Choose sample, then start. Draw step changes every 1/8 or 1/16, but only for short sections. Think of it like shuffling a deck, not throwing cards across the room. Keep the changes small. You want shuffling texture, not random chaos. And if the steps feel sloppy, it might not be your musical idea. It might be envelope resolution. Zoom in. Place breakpoints intentionally. Hard steps for stutters. Tiny ramps, just a few milliseconds when you want tape slip instead of a DJ cut. Second, transposition slips for old tape jungle vibe. Choose clip, then transposition. Do tiny ramps of -2 to +2 semitones over half a bar, or quick drops of -3 semitones at bar ends. That little drag feels like unstable sampler pitch, especially when it's subtle and not constant. Third, clip gain gating. This is the secret weapon for drum respect. Choose mixer, then clip gain. Manually duck the atmos around the snare. Pull it down 2 to 6 dB on snare 2 and 4. This is how you get that sidechain-like breathing without heady compression and without making it feel EDM. The snare gets to crack. The atmos becomes part of the pocket. Now, extra coach technique. Timing offsets as automation, not a one-time tweak. Duplicate your atmos track, or duplicate just the continuous bid track. Set track A slightly late, like +10 milliseconds. Set track B slightly early, like -5 milliseconds. Now automate utility gain on the two tracks so you crossfade between them over 8 to 16 bars. Result: the ambience leans forward and back relative to the break. It feels performed, like the atmosphere is shifting around the drums, but it doesn't sound like a cheesy LFO. Another advanced control upgrade: treat reverb and delay as a single macro gesture. Put echo and hybrid reverb into an audio effect rack. Make two chains, a dryish chain and a throw chain. In the throw chain, increase feedback, increase decay, darken filters. Then map one macro to crossfade the chain volumes, or map one macro to reverb mix and echo feedback together. Now you can play space in one move instead of drawing six automation lanes. Let's talk arrangement, because this is where advanced producers separate themselves. Use your Atmos engine like a narrator.